Welcome to Retrospect, the official podcast of the Fordham Observer. I'm your host, Morgan Johnson.
I'm contributor Anicia Watson.
And I'm contributor Evita Garrity Robbins.
So today we are going to be talking about affordable groceries in New York City. Do they exist? Let's find out. So can you guys tell me about what you guys did to discover affordable groceries and the whole gist of it?
Yeah. So I was just on the hunt to see like how expensive are groceries depending on which grocery store you go around near the Lincoln Center area. So I looked at Apple Maps, grocery stores, went to the top four closest. So that would be Morton Williams, Whole Foods, Target, and Trader Joe's. After that, I decided to compile like what can really showcase how expensive groceries are based on food group. So I chose the veggie omelet and how much it would cost to make one. Because there you have like your eggs, milk, some produce. And also like, I feel like that's an inclusive meal. Even if you're vegetarian, you can eat it. It's not really restricted by dietary stuff. And also it showcases like dairy as well with butter, shredded cheese and all that. So first at Morton Williams, it costs $26.63.
Moral of the story, don't go to Morton Williams for your groceries unless you're in a pinch because it's open 24 hours.
Yes. I was really surprised because Whole Foods was actually cheaper at $23.53.
Okay, Whole Foods. Still expensive, but we see you.
Yep. Target, we finally get something under $20. It costs $18.53.
Target, I always had faith in you.
And then Trader Joe's coming in at number one cheapest for a veggie omelet. It's $17.63.
Trader Joe's, we love you. We love your frozen food. I knew you were going to be on top. How could you not be on top? Do you guys have any thoughts about your discovery here?
Look, Joe has always been my man, personally. So this just kind of reinforced my already, like, weekly grocery run at Trader Joe's. So I'm happy that I chose correctly.
I mainly go to Trader Joe's just because my friends go, but also it has the best like frozen food, also like the gingerbread cookies, they're fire, and also best produce. I don't eat meat, so like never buy meat from there. Might be good, might not be, but I'm glad.
Meat is really expensive at Trader Joe's, but the frozen food is always on my side. Like last week I got this fried rice and you know, taking the frozen fried rice out of the package, I was a little nervous. Me and my sweet mates, we all decided that it looked like Rice Krispie treats, like Rice Krispies. But, you know, once I heated it up in the pan, it was really good and surprised me. Because normally I don't like frozen fried rice, but Trader Joe's never disappoints.
I'm always disappointed by Trader Joe's.
Disappointed?
Yes.
I mean, I can understand if you're disappointed while you're here. Because going to the Upper West Side, Trader Joe's is hell. It's the line, the carrying, it's a mess. But you're actually disappointed in Trader Joe's?
Yeah, because I've only been on the one on the Upper West Side. Like, I've heard of Trader Joe's before I came to New York, but I figured it was kind of like, you know, Cracker Barrel stores. I thought it was like that in a mix between Target, because I've heard like Trader Joe's is like a liberal Cracker Barrel store. So that's what I had in my head. That's why I pictured it. I was really excited. And that is not what I got. I got Upper West Side hell lines. It was crazy. Their produce, I was satisfied by their prices, but I hated it. I hated going. But I still have to go because it's a necessary evil.
Okay, we need to get you out of the city and in a little suburban Trader Joe's because that's where the party's at. They're still crowded, but they're spaced out better. And you need to experience Trader Joe's in its best form. Because I love Cracker Barrel, but comparing it to the country store in Cracker Barrel is hilarious. So we're gonna have to make that happen.
Okay. Maybe I'll go. I think they have some in Ohio. So maybe I'll go for like over break. Yeah.
Put that at the top of your priority list. Okay. Segueing. Why are these grocery stores' prices so high?
Okay, so I'm not an economics major, but I've been on this earth. I've watched the prices rise over the last 3 years or so, and it has gotten ridiculous. Let's just say, in general, it's inflation. The reason food prices are so high is because of inflation and also the discrepancies in the global supply chain. We've seen it for the last 3 years, ever since COVID, or although you can argue it's been going on longer, that it was really like pronounced during COVID when everyone lost their jobs and stuff, and like there was nothing at the grocery stores. And then, of course, like manufacturing was a problem. Laborers couldn't go and get fresh produce and stuff. It was a whole issue. And ever since then, food prices have skyrocketed. But like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So like over the last year, we've seen food prices rise by 3.7%. This is a statistic provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is the government actually giving you like a number on how to measure this. But it should be noted, the year before that, that's 2021 to 2022, it was an 11% increase.
Well, let's all hope that they go down, but when are we expecting them to go down? Is there like any idea?
None whatsoever. I'm sorry. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We just don't know how far away that light is. This is something that's like, what's the way the economy is going right now, with the way inflation keeps on rising despite efforts and just everything that's going on in the world with geopolitical conflict, and also climate change still keeps on getting worse, which ruins harvest all over the world, which means food prices still skyrocket. And God forbid we have another, what's it called? Not
recession?
Yeah.
Depression?
I don't want to say the R word, but God forbid another recession comes. It's not looking too good. So yeah, but just in general, inflation's going up. Wages are staggering. That's my little soapbox.
So will we see, you know, maybe the light gets closer, and since it's eventually when it does get closer. But until then, what can us as college students, what can we do to get food, make it affordable, so we're not breaking the bank?
Okay. The three main issues challenges that college students face is that they've never been formally educated on financial literacy. They've never been taught how to like meal plan for themselves. And also, usually you already have a meal plan in place from the university, which dictates like how much of your money you can actually spend on food per month or per semester. There's so many ways to learn about financial literacy nowadays and how to save money. I recommend find a podcast that like works for you, works for like how you feel about your money and how much you're willing to spend on things that aren't education and toiletries, and just see how much you can actually be willing to spend on food per month. And then also learn how to make a good meal plan. So there's been this issue. I can't give you a statistic on this, but there's been a harmful rise in how many college students, like freshmen, end up with scurvy and malnutrition because they like don't know how to make a balanced plate. You have to make an effort to eat vegetables. I'm sorry, guys, but you got to eat spinach at some point in your life. And then also, people sometimes feel guilty buying food outside of their meal plan because those meal plans are expensive. And you feel like, okay, I can only eat within these certain hours and only eat stuff from the meal hall, even though you can get tired of it. Here's my thing. Invest in Tupperware. There's going to be a time where you're going to be studying late at night and you're going to want to eat an actual meal that isn't Scooby-Doo snacks. At that time, you're going to have to remember that you have a Tupperware with some like fruit or some French toast sticks that you happen to save from the dining hall earlier that day. This is your time. Get Tupperware. You already paid for that meal plan. It's well within your right.
I think when I meal plan, or I plan out when I'm going to the grocery store, I tend to think, okay, I need about like 3 vegetables that will last me over the course of the week. I know I need like a side. So like, I know I need to make rice, mashed potatoes, a whole potato, and baking it. Baked potatoes are my favorite. Or I need like a noodle or a carb, like pasta or a ramen that I can just add vegetables to. And then if I'm feeling fancy, meat is expensive. I get me a nice little frozen meat because those are cheaper. Or, you know, I just add more vegetables. But I usually think, okay, I need a meat, I need a side, and I need a vegetable. If that's an easy way to think about how to get your food groups.
So as a freshman in the McKeon dorm, I find that there isn't like a lot of space to store any of your produce or much of your food because you're only allowed like a specific small mini fridge, and you could put it in the community fridge, but I don't trust that fridge.
That's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. I had a friend who stole someone's butter, so I'm sorry to that person whose butter she stole. I was not a part of it, I swear. But something that I believe does help is going grocery shopping with your friends, because you can all kind of divide what you want. You can like split costs, and then you can store the food in different fridges in the dorms. Also, I force my friends to cook for me. I'm not going to lie, I do not cook. My friends do, and I just pitch in for groceries. But I always think that helps because we're like, oh, hey, Amaya, can I have some of your samosas? Then we both go up, get some samosas, and we eat. And it's a feast, and it's great. Also, I do like the community kitchen on the 22nd floor. Not to store in, but just to be in, because a lot of RA events happen there. Like, we were making quesadillas, and then RAs with, like, cookies and, like, icing came in, and we were like, yo, can we have some of your cookies? And then we decorated cookies, and then I got dessert, and I was so happy. So I think definitely just being aware of where free food is, or just like being in communal spaces where people are like walking in, coming out, where they know things, also helps a lot. And also just like spreading out your food in different areas so to make sure you have enough. Since it is hard to like get produce and like it might wilt or you don't want to like have too much, I just, you know, pray that the dining hall has green beans. So that's what I do.
Period. Thank you for highlighting that there are like university events where you can get free food. You don't always got to spend money on food, which I think is a great thing as like a college student. I've seen that sometimes they'll put it out on Instagram. So always check for that. When you see like the events, go to like Fordham MoMA, I believe, and they'll usually give you like the tips on like where people are having free pizza or free cookies, and just go there, be involved in campus life, and you'll get free food. This segues into where can you find the cheapest food? And so let's break this down by food groups. First, like produce.
Yeah, where can I find the affordable produce? I know I've debated on like the grocery store, but maybe the fruit stands outside the grocery stores are better.
Okay, so cheap in New York is relative. Let's bring your expectations down to zero. But okay. I do have to say, Trader Joe's does have the cheapest produce, like in general. Here's a disclaimer. We are not sponsored by any of these stores. We are not sponsored by the fruit stand down the street. This is just me telling you that if you want to get commercial produce, then Trader Joe's is your best bet. Then it's the fruit stand. So those fruit stands that you'll see like all around the place, the best ones I think would be on Amsterdam Avenue headed up to Trader Joe's and beyond. They do have some of the best prices. However, you got to time it. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to show up first thing in the morning if you don't have morning classes, because those are most important. And then you're going to haggle with the person. You got to be nice, be polite, but have cash on you and be able to argue about like how much a bell pepper really does cost, because they're going to give you a deal that you can't refuse, like 2 for $3. That means $1.50 per bell pepper. Bell peppers right now at Trader Joe's, the last time I checked, were like $2. Okay, don't be a sucker. Go to that fruit stand, haggle with the guy, get those bell peppers down to $1.
You guys mentioned making grocery shopping like a group, a communal activity. I think going together and then all of us haggling, you know, it's a community effort and it could be successful.
You become an unstoppable force.
Exactly. Like, who's to tell me I can't get that bell pepper for $1? It's going to happen. All of us together are going to make it happen.
My problem with haggling is somehow I end up paying more than the original price.
They're going to be like $1.50 and I'm going to be like $1.25. And then they're going to be like, no, no, no. And I'm going to be like, okay, $1.50. Then they're going to be like, no, $2. And then I'm going to be like $1.75. And then they're going to be like, no, $2. And I'm going to be like, okay, $2. I'm going to assume that's how it might have happened for you.
Yeah, or I just feel bad haggling, so I just pay them more.
Okay, we'll get you there.
Don't
we will get
question
you
my methods.
We will get you to become a haggling victim. Master by the end of not this podcast, but the year.
Also, I heard on the grapevine that Chinatown is a pretty good place to buy groceries for really cheap. I have not checked that out, but I've had multiple sources tell me that. So keep that in mind.
Do you have any advice for getting meat or dairy, which is very expensive and very important. I mean, especially for people that aren't vegetarian and do like chicken and meat. Where can you find chicken, pork, beef?
Okay. Here's my specialty, because I am an ex-vegetarian. So now I love meat, and I'm the issue. I'm the problem. Do not go to Morton Williams. Don't go to Whole Foods. Don't even go to Trader Joe's. What you're gonna do is you're gonna go to Target. And here's what I like to do. First, like when I'm meal planning, I check the prices of meats and like cheeses and all my dairy on the Target app, because I have that because I am secretly a 30-year-old woman. And so what I'll do is I'll check the prices, and you can always find a good deal. Like right now, they're running a deal for like $2 for $7 on pork sausages. Last month, they ran a deal for like $2 for $8 on that Oscar Mayer deli meat. That's a really big deal, because just to give you some context, back in 2018, Oscar Mayer deli meat for a 16 ounce was like $3. Now it's $6. So what you're going to do is you're just going to check prices beforehand, and you're going to find a deal on what's the cheapest meat for that week. Or that month, whenever you do your grocery shopping, because it does change. I'd recommend, if you're going to do like seafood or something, if you're a pescatarian, get frozen option, because that's going to last you the longest. You'll be able to make multiple meals with that. And also it's just cheaper when it's frozen and not fresh. And also like you don't feel that rush to like hurry home right afterwards. Chicken is your next cheapest meat, which is great because it's halal, it's kosher.
Okay. Lastly, on some grocery shopping advice, where can I find the cheap snacks? What is the best option? You know, I'm looking for Oreos, I'm looking for chips, I'm looking for sauces and salsa. Like, where can I find the things I want to snack on?
Well, similar to what you said earlier about, you know, bringing the Tupperware to the dining hall, I like a lot of the pastries or like the pound cake, and you know, humans are foragers. So you just gotta find that stuff around. But usually for like snacks or treats, I'm just gonna say the same thing over and over again. I go to Trader Joe's. My main snack right now is just hummus and naan crackers.
And this is like a good strategy, because Trader Joe's does have the cheapest snacks, and they also have like the biggest variety overall. Like if you want Oreos, Target is not the place. Go get those like cheap off-brand ones at Trader Joe's instead, because those are like, I wouldn't say half the price, but they're at least $1 or $2 cheaper, and that adds up. Yeah, Morton Williams, don't go there. Whole Foods, don't go there for your snacks.
Okay, so now that we know where we can find like the cheapest food options, how can we save more money even though we know where the cheapest option is? Is there like rewards programs?
This is where Trader Joe's does fail. So if you go to their website, they'll explain it as, we always offer the best like prices to all of our customers. So no, we don't offer coupons. And no, we don't offer a rewards program. So yeah, that's a bust. But they do have to accept manufacturer coupons if you find something that's there that isn't Trader Joe's brand and you have a manufacturer coupon for that brand. And that goes for every store. If you can get manufacturer coupons, and you can print them from free. I usually use Procter & Gamble. That's one of the big overarching companies. They have brands like Tide, Always for like menstrual products, Febreze, Bounty. So like non-edible stuff, but stuff you still need for like cleanliness and everyday use. You can download those off of their website. And also there's plenty of other like mom's coupons and stuff that it's free. And also you have access to printers on campus. So feel free. Target probably has one of the best free rewards programs that I've seen so far. Like they offer at certain times of the year student discounts, like earlier this year between like August and September. If you provided your student ID, you could get 20% off your entire purchase.
I had no idea. Wait, Harriet, why didn't you tell me?
The issue is you have to download the app. And then I didn't have my student ID at the time. I sent them my tuition bill. Because I was delusional and I thought maybe the CEO will see this and pay my entire tuition bill.
Let me guess, it worked?
No, but I got 20% off my purchase for my dorm stuff. Whole Foods used to have a rewards program. However, they did away with that and now they only offer rewards to Amazon Prime members. So if you happen to be under your parents' Amazon Prime account or you pay for it yourself because you're a baller, see what you can get at the Whole Foods like food court or whatever. A lot of restaurants also offer this. So like you can get rewards programs to places like Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Starbucks. And since you're going to be spending money there anyways, you rack up those points or like rewards, whatever they call it, and you can get free stuff. So keep that in mind.
My friend once used their McDonald's points to buy me a free cheeseburger. So, you know, that really strengthened our friendship and I'll never forget their sacrifice. So I definitely recommend apps.
And also at drugstores like Duane Reade's, Walgreens, CVS, their rewards programs are really great. They send coupons all the time. I don't know if you guys have seen like the stuff where CVS coupons are like a mile long. They're a mile long because they're giving you like 10 coupons when you buy like one thing, which you can use the next time you go, and you can get a lot of things. You can get snacks at CVS, get drinks, anything. You can get a lot of things at CVS. So don't forget about the drugstores.
Always use those coupons. Keep your receipt because sometimes they'll even have, not just at these places, but any place. Check your receipt. See if there's a survey or something, because then you can get like a free drink or like a little cookie or something. Just do that. Get your little sweet treat for free. That's girl math.
I wonder if anybody has actually won like the $500 gift card, like surveys at the end of receipts. I'd love if anybody's won that. Please let me know because I'd love to hear your story. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are like the equivalent of the Danimals like sweepstakes with like the Sprouse twins. I feel like you just never hear about people that win those things.
I feel like they just go into hiding afterwards because like
probably just like lottery winners. We'll just never know the winners in life. We'll just never know them. They all go into hiding. Mm-hmm. But do you guys have anything else? Any other advice you'd like to give us today?
Yeah. Don't deprave yourself. Like, do the budgeting, do the meal plans, and whatever you got to do to like get by. But remember that you deserve nice things, because like, what's the point of saving so much money if you don't get to enjoy the little things in life, such as a sweet treat? Because that's an economic dilemma each time, but you can find things to do, or you can find ways to have a little sweet treat in an economically savvy way.
This will be my last plug for the dining hall, because the gluten-free cookies, they're warm, okay? Don't go and eat those small little cookies. Do the gluten-free, and there's so many, so don't worry. You're not stealing from people who actually need them. But I also, I get the hot chocolate dispenser, the warm cookies, I dip them in, and, you know, I eat that, like, once every single day, and that's my sweet treat, and I love it because I spend a lot of money on treats. I won't lie.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye!